Hi, and welcome to the Vintage Read Show, and welcome to the very first episode of the Vintage Read Show Book Club. Our first book ever is The Parasites by Daphne du Maurier, published in 1949. Now, what drew me to make this the very first book club book wasn't the book itself. It was the story behind the book that drew me to it. Daphne du Maurier used to holiday on the Cornwall coast. Now, if you're not familiar with the Cornwall coast, it's sharp, steep cliffs, it's stormy seas, very dramatic landscape. And she used to go on these long solitary walks when they used to holiday there. She used to leave the kids at home with her husband and the nanny, and she used to go on these long full day hikes along the Cornwall coast cliffs. One day she spotted a rooftop off in the distance, and there was something about this rooftop, this house, that drew her to it. So she went off trying to get to the house. And she had to make a real effort. It took her hours because it was really inaccessible. And she got the scratches on the shins and the bruises, and the sun was fading, and she had to wrestle her way through long grass and all sorts of flora and fauna. And eventually she got to this hidden away, beautiful, huge manor house called Meenabilly. Now, as soon as she saw it, she knew that her destiny was to live in that house. Can you imagine the power of that moment? And now imagine this. It took her 12 to 13 years to convince the owners to let her rent that house. Now, it's a huge family historical manor, so obviously they're not going to sell it to her, but they gave her a very long lease of 25 years. So she got to go and live in her dream home on the Cornwall coast, and she wrote The Parasites and also one of her most famous books, Rebecca, in the gatehouse of Meenabilly. Now, the gatehouse overlooked the stunning view of the cliffs and the sea. Again, really dramatic landscape that she's looking out over as she's writing some of her most famous books. Now, so that story fascinated me. Another part of the story fascinated me that a few days before she died, a friend of hers was visiting her, and she no longer lived at Meenabilly. She lived not far away, but her lease actually ended and she had to move somewhere else. And she was very ill and quite frail, and she asked her friend to take her to see Meenabilly. And unbeknownst to her friend, but Daphne du Maurier knew that this was her last time. And so her friend drove her. Again, it was hard to get to this house, and she got out and she looked at the sea and the stormy surf. And then she actually went and had one final look at the house. And she stood there and looked at it. And then she came home, didn't say a lot. And a few days later, after that, she died. So she had such an affinity with this place. And it was almost like she needed Meenabilly in order to fulfill her true destiny of some of her greatest pieces of work. So against the backdrop of that dramatic story about the author, I picked up this book. Published in 1949, I managed to find a copy. This was published paperback 1960s. And if you would like to grab a copy of it, I will link down below just copies that I found on eBay and Etsy and Amazon Book Depository. I will link it all down in the description below so you can grab your own vintage copy or new copy of this wonderful book. Now, this book is about the Delaney family, and it has a very dramatic opening. But there's one more little tidbit I've got to tell you that makes it fascinating. The Delaney family closely resembled Daphne du Maurier's actual family when she was growing up. because she grew up in a very artsy, creative household. And in this book, the father is a famous singer and the mother is a dancer. And they say that the father in the book was closely modeled after Daphne's real father, who was a well-known actor. So you've got that. And you've got three siblings, and the book opens, they're lying in the library, comfy library with an open fire. You know, there's empty teacups and newspapers strewn all over the floor, and they're all just relaxing. And there's Maria, who is a very well-known actress. There's Niall, who wrote and composed some of the most popular tunes of the day. And there's the youngest, Celia, who is sort of destined to look after the father in his dotage and also destined to be a very good auntie to Maria's children. She's lovable and she's kind, and everyone in the family loves her. And Maria is married to a husband called Charles. Now, Charles is usually very mild-mannered, but the book opens with Charles actually exploding in a temper and a rage. And that is where it all kicks off. It was Charles who called us the parasites. The way he said it was surprising and sudden. He was one of those quiet, reserved sort of men, not given to talking much or stating his opinion, unless upon the most ordinary facts of day to day, so that his outburst, coming as it did towards the end of a long, wet Sunday afternoon, was really a shock. Now, the really a shock bit, I just said that because I don't want to read you too much of it, because it's such a stunning opening. So I really encourage you to join me and not only read The Parasites, but I want you to comment. I want to hear from you. I want to hear, what did you love about the book? What shocked you about the book? Who was your favorite character? What made you laugh? Now, there's a lot of funny scenes in this book that you'll really enjoy. I laughed out loud quite a few times. So I want to hear from you, because this is genuinely a book club. And a book club is no fun when it's only got a membership of one. So come join me, won't you? And take part, comment down below. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. And until next time, enjoy your vintage reads. Bye.